If we ever colonize other planets, we'll have to deal with increased radiation. And meanwhile, many of us have received radiation in CAT scans and such. Should we worry? Maybe, but perhaps not. Scientists know about lethal radiation doses, but what about small radiation exposures? How bad are they? Accidents such as Chernobyl, plus studies of Nagasaki and Hiroshima survivors, have let health physicists create a model now known as the LNT, the Linear No Threshold Model, which assumed that there is no safe threshold for radiation. But when epidemiologists studied people exposed to small amounts of radiation, like the 70,000 residents living near a radioactive black sand beach in Kerala, India, they got a surprise. Their incidence of cancer was not just far below the rates predicted by the LNT, but the cancer rate was less than the control groups. Their radiation exposure had apparently protected them from cancer. Taken aback, researchers revisited previous animal studies that indeed showed a protective, beneficial effect from low radiation doses. This possibility, called radiation hormesis, means that since all animals are exposed to continuous low-dose radiation from cosmic rays and such, our bodies repair the genetic damage and are then primed and shielded from the results of getting a later, larger zap. They're even protected from other carcinogens. That it's helpful to get small doses of something that would harm you in higher amounts is not a new idea. It's the foundation principle in homeopathy. It certainly applies to things like fasting and consuming iron or iodine supplements. In 2005, the Journal of Radiology ran an article suggesting that the LNT hypothesis for cancer risk be abandoned. The biggest health organizations still advise avoiding unnecessary radiation. But even at this early stage, hormesis deserves our attention because maybe all those dentist x-rays are good for you. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.